Good morning, we're going to take a look at the Siman Vav, and we're talking about the Lachos Rebbe Gemel. So Mishnah Berurah raises the question of a person who's traveling on large rivers by boat. So that's not the Yorde Hayam Ba'aniyos, he's going into the Yam, he's going on a boat on a river. That's clearly a different type of travel. At the same time, there is an element of Sakona, the current of the river, the depth of the river. Many people do not, it's not totally a safe area where a person make a bracha when a person travels in such a situation. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests that it actually will be totally in the machlokes of that we mentioned between the minhag of the Chachmei Tzarfas and the minhag of the Chachmei Svarad. The minhag of the Chachmei Svarad is for any road there's an element of sakana, and therefore a person would make that goes into the concept of travel. And a person would say Birchas HaGemel. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Chachmei Svarad. However, the Chachmei Tzarfas held that a person does not make a Bracha HaGemel traveling from city to city. So Mishnah Berurah says, similarly over here, a person would not make the Birchas HaGemel for traveling on the river. He said, obviously if there was a danger situation which became dangerous while he was on the river, and the person was Nitzel, a person would make a Birchas HaGemel, but the person has regular travel. So the person has regular travel across the ocean and there was no storms. Even so, a person would say Birchas HaGemel. But if a person be traveling on a river and that's the type of situation would be so, a person would not say Birchas HaGemel. So similarly, if a person travels not in the river, but out into the water, but not being Yerad Yam, he's traveling long distances by sea, he's traveling near the shore. So that situation, especially if they never lost sight of the shore, that's not called traveling by in the sea, that a person would need to say Birchas HaGemel. So applying that to the situation of an airplane, if the flight goes out over the water, but it's not traveling far distances over the water, that's not considered the sakana. And for the minhag Ashkenazim, we only say the bracha for air travel. If it goes out over the ocean, so that would not apply when it's going out. So a person has a flight, for example, from Washington D.C. to LaGuardia, the direct flight takes up the plane out over the Atlantic Ocean, but not that far out away from the shore, that would be considered a reason to say Birchas HaGemel. The person is put in jail, awaiting to be tried, so the jail itself is not dangerous. The type of jail is usually a fairly safe area where a person is put in. If a person has received a verdict that he goes to jail, so now the jail is going to be a punishment. So we discussed this idea, if it is an area which is unsafe. There's a lot of jails, even in America, where the inmates can cause each other a lot of damage. And the guards are not necessarily the nicest people in the world, definitely in third world countries, etc. But that which a person is put in a holding cell, in a local jail for overnight, or something of that sort, the person would not be saying Birchas HaGemel. Let's say a person chose, he said he'd rather be in the jail situation, that's easier, rather than paying the fine, he sort of put himself into the sakana. So do we argue the same way a person who travels is choosing to go into the sakana? And even so, he makes a bracha, that a person over here make the bracha as well? Or do we argue that if the person chose to put himself into the sakana, that's not our responsibility? Whereas traveling, those type of things, that's already the derech ha'olam, and therefore a person has the right to do that. The Holchei Midbarius and the Yorde Hayam, but that's minhag ha'olam, and therefore a person can do that. But the other scenarios where a person would put himself into a situation of danger, And the same thing, a person would act in such a way that he's putting himself into sakana for some type of a machala, and he actually gets the machlo, so it was his fault that he got the machlo. So there are poskim that argue that a person does not say birchas agarmal in that situation. This is the opinion of the Midrash Yitzchak and of Shlomo Zalman as well. The person, here's an interesting question. Person is an organ donor, so the surgery which he does, which he donates an organ, is dangerous. So, but he chose to do that. So in that situation, the person can do say that a person would say birchas agarmal. The person, the donor, obviously the one who received the organ, the liver or the kidney, which are live donors are possible, so that they would make a bracha, birchas agarmal for that. That's a refuah for their machla. But the donor as well, because he went through the surgery, would say, even though they chose to do that, since it was something which they was appropriate to do, it's a mitzvah to do that. Even a person not mechuyav to do that, it's a mitzvah to do that. A person can say, I go on that situation. Have a good day.